Our next speaker, Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She represents the 8th Assembly District in Southwest Milwaukee. Prior to being elected, she worked for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin in 9-to-5 as a champion of working women, women and girls, and gender equity. In November of 2010, Jocasta made history by becoming the first Latina to be elected to the Wisconsin legislature. That's kind of incredible, isn't it? She was re-elected to her second term in November of 2012 and was elected Democratic Caucus Vice Chair. In addition to her legislative duties, Jocasta serves on the Governor's Council on Migrant Labor and is a member of the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, and she gave my daughter a cheese head and sat with her on the floor of the Democratic Convention with the Wisconsin delegation this year. So I have a particularly warm spot in my heart for Jocasta Zamarripa. Please welcome her.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Ruth, for that introduction. I'm State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, and I got to tell you, I first learned about Fighting Bob Fest back in 2006 when I was an organizer for Fair Wisconsin. We were working to defeat the ban on marriage equality in our state's constitution, and I've been trying to get here ever since. This is my very first Fighting Bob Fest. Thank you for inviting me not just to attend, but to be one of your speakers this morning. I gotta say, though, it's a tough act to follow when you're up after Scott Ross. And I wanna thank Scott Ross and One Wisconsin Now for the victory that he just described to you. Because of the lawsuit they filed, because of the fighting that they did for us, there's going to be a remote early vote site in the 8th Assembly District, in my district on the near south side of the city of Milwaukee, home to the largest Latino community in the great state of Wisconsin. So a big thank you to Scott Ross and One Wisconsin Now. I want to share with you a little bit of my story, and I know Ruth already shared that I'm the first Latina woman elected to the Wisconsin State Legislature, and it's a great honor and a tremendous responsibility. I'm the granddaughter of a migrant farm laborer who would come seasonally from Eagle Pass, Texas to Wisconsin to work in the farm fields of this great state. And she decided that there were more job opportunities up here for she and her family, and she moved us up here in the early 70s. And I'm honored to say that I was born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm glad that I can stand on Alicia's shoulders. So thank you to my grandma for having the foresight to move the family here. So I represent the 8th Assembly District. And I always tell people when they ask, why'd you get into politics, at the catalyst for my entry into politics was really the 8th Assembly District. I was a volunteer for many, many years, oftentimes not voluntarily. I had an auntie that would kind of force me to do it as a kid because she herself was civically engaged. And as a young adult, it became a force of habit for me. In 2004, I became a very active volunteer for John Kerry, if you remember when he ran for president. And I discovered that I lived in the district with the lowest voter turnout in the state. And it was that year that I realized something clicked in me, that I knew that increasing the voter turnout in my community would be my life's work. And I'm still committed to that goal. And unfortunately, we still have the lowest voter turnout in the state in my assembly district, in the 8th Assembly District. And so I continue to work towards increasing the Latino voter turnout because I believe that's how we're going to combat anti-immigrant, anti-Latino sentiment that we're seeing from the GOP, from the right, constantly. And I want to remind everyone that anti-Latino, anti-immigrant sentiment didn't start and doesn't stop with Donald Trump. Right down the way here at the state capitol, the Republican majority continues to advance a truly anti-Latino, anti-immigrant agenda. We saw it this session more than ever when they advanced two anti-immigrant bills, AB 450, the so-called Sanctuary City Bill, and SB 533, the local ID bill that would have allowed undocumented immigrants and other vulnerable communities a chance to access a local ID. Republicans promptly introduced SB 533 to block those efforts in Milwaukee and across the state. In addition, they're not supporting pragmatic pro-immigrant policy like driver's cards for undocumented immigrants, which benefits me, you, whether you're an undocumented immigrant or a fifth-generation U.S. citizen. Driver's cards for undocumented immigrants improves our public safety. improves our public safety, increases the number of insured drivers on our roads. It's pragmatic. Many business owners, many dairy farmers advocate for this bill in the legislature. But because it benefits some immigrant communities, the Republicans do not want to support it. And so I just want to remind us, it doesn't, yes, Trump is enemy, public enemy number one right now, but it doesn't start and end with him. Your local Republican leaders right across the way in that Capitol are definitely advancing an anti-immigrant agenda, and we have to make sure we fight against it. And so I want to let you know a little bit about your Latino Wisconsinites, your neighbors. We're the fastest growing constituency group in the great state of Wisconsin. Latino Wisconsinites make up about 350,000 plus residents here in this great state. 353,000 Wisconsinites are Latino. And of those 350,000 plus, about 130,000 are eligible voters. 130,000 eligible voters are Latino in this state. We have to make sure we get every single one of them to the polls this November, in 2018, in 2020, and beyond. And it's a challenge, because as you know, I represent the largest Latino population in the state, and I've told you we also consistently report the lowest voter turnout. But it's a challenge for all of us. We're a very young community. Latino Wisconsinites are younger than the national average. 4 in 10 of us are under the age of 30. So we have a lot of millennials. Scott Ross was just talking about the importance of the millennial vote. And he's always pounding in my ear, Jocasta, you got to talk about lowering student debt. And I'm all on board, Scott Ross. And I think that's a way we're going to make sure that we get those Latino millennials to come our way as well. But I want to challenge us. Today, not just for the November elections, but as I said, think of the long game. We have got to reach out to this fast-growing constituency. We've got to make sure that they know progressives are the folks that are on the front lines fighting for our immigrant brothers and sisters. We're the ones that are inviting underrepresented communities, minority communities, people of color, LGBT folks to the table, not our opponents. So I want to challenge us today to make sure, this is my first Fighting Bob Fest. I should have been here for many years. I'm happy to be here today, thank you. But let's get more brown faces in the audience. Let that be our challenge today for us progressives here at Fighting Bob. I'm gonna work hard to get the vote out on November 8th. I want you to work hard with me. Talk to your Latino neighbors. Talk to your Latino coworkers. Let them know the importance of their vote. And I wanna challenge us here at Fighting Bob. Next Fighting Bob 2017, let's get some Latino Wisconsinites to the table. We're the ones fighting for them. They should be right here with us, rallying with us. And so I want to thank you again, and I'm looking forward to a day full of rousing speeches. I'm hoping to get to meet a lot of you guys, and thank you so much for being here today. November 8th, let's get the vote out, Latino and otherwise. Gracias.
All right, thank you, Jocasta.